श्री परमात्मने नमः। द टॉपिक ऑफ रिलेशनशिप्स दैट ऑलवेज रिमेन्स अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग इन ह्यूमन लाइफ। In fact, some thinkers and saints have said that a person who can solve this question of relationships fully is the enlightened person. So much so it has been said. Today, I would like to say something about the relationship between husband and wife. I am saying certain general things. One fact is this, that whosoever become husband and wives become for quarreling more than for having harmony generally. Generally, exceptions are there. Some sort of difference, some quarrel is bound to be there. But there are very deep meanings of that element of quarrel. Very few people know it. The quarrel between the husband and wife shows that both the souls are at the verge of evolution. If they break as a result of the quarrel, they have missed the opportunity of evolution. If they do not break and go on quarreling and is still continuing in the relationship, then the time will come they both will grow spiritually. Why is this quarrel between the husband and wife? There are differences in preferences, likings, dislikings. But the most important thing is that the element of expectation from another person is too much. Whenever there is the element of expectation from the another person, there has to be quarrel. She expects from him and he expects from her. And nobody's expectation is ever fulfilled. And this element of expectation is finally related with ego. Ego is the real problem of human life. So if they accept the quarrel, but are also determined not to separate, come what may, then a time would come the deeper understanding of life will grow and those elements in the subtle body, the inner self, will be diluted and eventually go away and harmony will develop. This is very important. Very few people know. It is one of the reasons of so many divorces in the West. There are problems in the East also, everywhere, throughout the humanity. The nature of problems is different. There the problems are of a different nature, here the problems are of a different nature. Problems are there. All problems come to an end only when there is self-realization. May there be East, may there be West. All problems come to an end. And problems always come to an end on the individual basis, not collectively. The society is never going to be enlightened as a whole. Only the individuals are enlightened. The individual may be in the West, may be in the East. But when we are facing the problems of life, those problems differ. In the West, the element of personal freedom is so much that between the husband and wife, that better element of give and take, compromise, bowing down to another, expecting little from the another and doing more for the other, it does not grow. The element of personal liking is so much, so acute, that conflict, whenever there it is, even for a small thing, it gives rise to separation. The virtue of tolerance is not much there in the West generally. And remember, tolerance is one of the greatest virtues. Difference is bound to be there among human beings. But the great quality is not only to accept the difference of opinion, of taste, of lifestyle, etc., but accept it respectfully and with love. The quality of accommodation must increase. One day in one of my discourses, I said, in spiritual life, there is no place for right, there is only place for duty. Certain things which come out of me, they need deeper explanation. To anybody from the West, it will become an enigma. What he is saying? We should have no right, only duty. How life can be there like that? And duty and right, they are correlative, they go together. Such questions will come. But when I say about the spiritual life, I mean the final truth to be realized. And for that, the element of right in the mind has got to be curtailed, and the element of duty is to be increased more and more. What is meant by curtailment of the element of right? Nothing except the curtailment of ego. An enhancement of the element of duty means increasing the great virtue of serving others rather than demanding service from others. And in this way, true spiritual life grows. And then it reaches those heights which we adore, which we bow to, which are our ideals. I mean the height of Christ. Christ living for the whole world, demanding nothing, only giving and giving and giving. He shows us the path of evolution. In fact, all these great people in all the religions show the same path. It is something like this. Great opportunity exists between the husband and wife for growth. Remain determined not to separate. Let life be hell there. It will become then someday heaven If expecting that life will be having with some other woman or a man, then you are definitely going to another hell. Worse than this you are thinking about. Take it from me. You have decided to go on changing hells. Then there are some acute problems. One very acute problem is that the element of faithfulness, devotion in one is perhaps more, and the element of flirtation in another is more. And now the person with the element of faithfulness has great problems. As soon as it comes to his or her knowledge that he or she is trying to have some game, there is burning in the heart, and all peace is gone, because there is the danger. He or she has started liking somebody else. Here I tell you certain points. If somebody can adopt them, for those who want to go to heaven instead of hell, these are the points for those. Those who have booked their seats for hell, I can't help. One method to avoid such situations is start talking truth with each other. A very definite method. Start saying, "Oh, look, here this my mind inside is trying to see something somewhere else." Everybody will not like to do it. And somebody would say, "What are you saying? You are saying to disclose our confidentials, the secrecy." I say, "Yes. Make the secrecy open. Let it be open. And the hell will become heaven. Because truth comes and truth is heaven." Start having communication truthfully. This is one of the methods. If one can do it. Because it needs much probing inside and courage. But those who intend to do things like that, to them I will give some energy, even from distance. No matter I am physically here, they will find me nearer them. So these are certain things. In the whole history of humanity, there has never been the best husband and best wife. There is not one. There will never be. Why? The relationship of husband and wife is worldly relationship. All worldly relationships are relative. They are not absolutely nice, good. Only the absolute relationship with God is flawless. This relationship between male and female leads finally to spirituality. This relationship should not be considered merely for satisfaction of sexual urge, but we should go on doing our duty without expecting anything from the another side. Please try to preserve this institution of marriage as much as possible.